It's now 1 p.m. Winter Treat Holiday Special. Rich, creamy Seal Test eggnog. On sale now at your neighborhood Seal Test store. Or for delivery, order Seal Test eggnog from Deerfoot Farms today.
Thank you and good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, everyone. Matinee with Bob and Ray.
Everybody.
So, how's everything rolling for you now this last shopping day before Christmas?
Got everything all set there, engineer, to switch over to Studio 3 where the Christmas party is going on. Switch over right now. Oh, we got it back here now. It's pretty quiet in there, isn't it, huh? Just about over now. There's a fellow that had a swell time at the party yesterday. I wonder if you'd tell us your name, kindly.
Yes,
sir. Well, he's seated here in the vast audience in Studio 4. up here to enjoy yourself, are you?
This week has had more Mondays.
Bill, I didn't see you at the party yesterday.
Hey, yeah, that's right, Bill. Where were you?
Sure, explain.
Where
were you?
Sorry, I had to go to another party.
Up
at the hotel we played
with
the employees.
Oh, that's very nice.
Saw,
very
saw,
generous of you.
Saw Ken Wilson, up to a point.
Right on the top of his noggin, it was, too.
So we all
saw each other there up to a certain point, and then everything seemed to fade away.
What are your comments on the Christmas day after Christmas party, Ken?
I thought it was a wonderful party, the best we ever had.
Yes, it was.
It was very good.
Kenneth Wilson talking.
That's right. That was a nice party. Really was. I enjoyed it. And I know that I was there when the last shot was fired. And I wonder who that hit.
I don't know. They were getting pretty close there when I left.
They were zeroing us in pretty closely. Yeah.
Well, this is the Saturday session of Matinee with Bob and Ray. It's a half-hour feature. It'll seem more like an hour and a half, probably.
To us, it'll seem like 2 hours because both of us are in crying need of sleep.
But we are having a wonderful time here, picking up the loose ends. And will you keep that gentleman in the second row quiet, please?
Lum-dee-dee-dum.
I don't think he even works here, does he?
Of course not. He's just having a good time.
He just dropped in. Now the engineer's coming in to plug in the microphone.
Plug in the organ, I think. One or the other.
3 minutes.
The microphone hasn't been plugged in for the last 3 or 4 minutes.
See, the way we look at today's program, friends, it's nowhere.
We're looking at it from a very funny point of view because I'm hanging by my ankles from the chandelier. And, Bob, you're hanging where?
Hmm?
Oh, you're not hanging. I just thought you were.
No.
Well, boys, did you have a nice time? Did you get together?
Yes, Mary. We had a wonderful time.
Yes.
And in case I don't get a chance to wish you a Merry Christmas before Monday comes round, why, you and Edgar have the happiest Christmas ever, would you?
Well, thank you very much.
I'm going to write your boss in on Tuesday morning.
I certainly will.
Yeah,
believe
why do you have
me.
To bring in subjects like that?
I only hope it doesn't snow because I don't have a sleigh. I have a wagon now. I went out and I bought the wagon.
Oh, fine. Well, you're going
to... All I need now is that beautiful horse that you and Ray are going to give me, Bob.
Ray and you aren't going to give me a... Ray and I aren't going to give you a horse.
I can hardly wait to see him. Mm. I don't know what to call him. Trigger Jr., Silver.
Yeah.
I have no idea. Tony,
well,
I thought of maybe.
I'm through arguing with you. If you don't believe me when I tell you you're not going to get a horse, then I'm just going to let you be disappointed.
All right, Bob. All right, I'm not getting a horse.
No. I'll bet you are, Mary.
I know, I am.
You can't, please. You're not helping matters any at all.
La, 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 la. Who's this gentleman?
I'd like to wish all you folks here a very Merry Christmas, too, in case I don't make it by Monday.
Oh, are you going away, Tex?
No, I don't believe so. We're celebrating quiet Christmas over at the Rumman House.
Oh, you are, with Mrs. Gibson and all?
That's right. But I am going to go up to Mary's for Christmas dinner.
Fine. We'll be looking forward to having you with us.
That's good. You having a big crowd this time, Mary?
No, just an informal group of people, odds and ends, like Tex and a few other folks. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, the odd part of it, all right.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I'll just say Merry Christmas and sit over here next to this fellow in the second row here.
Lum-de-de-dum.
Who is he? Anyway?
I have no idea who he is. He's just
who is
come.
This fellow anyway, Bob? Does he work here?
We don't know who he is,
I never saw him before.
Lum-de-de-dum.
No, I guess we won't disturb him. He's
Lum-de-de-dum.
Why don't we have Ken and Bill Ray for a song here?
That'd be a good idea.
A little music, huh? Maybe they'll play the same thing that that fellow's singing. You can't tell. Is this a Christmas tune?
Lum-de-de-dum.
Sitting here and enjoying the program, but yeah, it's time now for Jack Headstrong.
Jack Headstrong.
Jack Headstrong.
Jack Headstrong.
Jack Headstrong.
Jack Headstrong. The all-American American. Jack, Billy, Uncle Jim, Charlie, Grace, George, and the 345th Field Artillery, and a strange guest. Are deep in the jungles of darkest Africa in search of Jack's number one boy, Bogo, who disappeared from the little caravan, Siree, some weeks ago.
Yes, Siree.
I like that word. Now, pulled up at a small clearing by a waterhole, Jack turns to the members of the party and says...
This is a waterhole, man. Come over here.
Well, Jack, I suppose...
I don't know whether we can drink from that water or not, Mike. My vaccination keeps hissing at it.
Jack, you think the water is safe?
What's that?
You think the water is safe, Jack?
I don't believe so.
Why don't you try some, Jack, and see?
All right. Uncle Jim, I just remembered that you have no brains, and
that's
I shouldn't
right.
be taking
you have
your
all
advice.
The brains. That's right.
No, we won't touch that water, men. We'll drink from our canteen.
But, Jack, I'm thirsty.
Quiet, Billy. There's no time for that
Quiet,
now.
Quiet, Billy.
Pinnacles, yeah.
What are we going to do, Jack, after we have a drink from our canteen?
Well, here we are in the middle of Africa, just in time to celebrate Christmas. So
right.
I think we must in some way bring back the fond memories of Hudson High to us.
Hey, Jack, who's that stranger coming up to you? How do you do, sir? I'm Bud Sturdley. I notice you're smoking a cigarette there. Wonder if you'd try this one? Now, let the smoke come out through your ears slowly, please. Now, which do you think is milder? The one that I gave you. Is that right? The Sturdley Short for a hotter smoke? You've never seen me before, have you? Can you see me now?
No, sir, I can't see
Jack,
anybody.
I never saw this fellow before in my life.
I haven't either, Billy, and there's no time.
I haven't either, Billy. Keep
Pinnacle
quiet. Let Jack make the plans here.
Pinnacle Jim, I'm making plans here. We must find Bogo.
What are you making plans, Jack?
Pinnacle Jim.
That was Billy that said
quiet,
that.
Quiet, Uncle Jim.
Quiet, Uncle Jim.
Quiet, Billy. There's no time for that.
Go ahead, Jack.
We must somehow bring back the fond memories of white Christmases spent in Hudson.
That's right, Jack. Even though we are here deep in the jungles of darkest Africa.
All right. What's that?
I say even though we are here and deep in the jungles of darkest Africa.
Don't always keep repeating yourself, Uncle Jim. Billy? Oh, sorry. Billy?
Yeah, Jack?
I want you to decorate this man-eating tree here. And I'll stand back.
Jack, those leaves snapped at me this morning. I don't want to get too close to that, you know?
You go on and decorate the tree. Uncle Jim, you keep it covered. If the tree makes a false move, shoot it.
Right, Jack. I'm not a very good shot, but I'll do my best.
Oh, that kind of scares me.
Quiet, Grace. You
quiet,
Billy.
Billy. And what are you going to be doing, Jack?
I'm going to be sitting over here, thinking.
All right. We'll be back as soon as we have the tree decorated.
Good boy.
A few hours later, the little company gets together again, and we can see signs of strain in Jack's eyes. The worry which he's been undergoing the past few weeks handling this little group is almost too much for even a man of his stature to bear. We hear him say,
"It's almost too much for a man of my stature to bear."
Listen again next week when Jack Headstrong says,
"It's almost la 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 la."
That's next week on Jack Headstrong, All American America.
Silly, silly putty.
Hey, that's wonderful stuff, isn't it?
We have silly putty here in the studio with us this afternoon.
It's a real solid liquid, if I ever saw it.
Yeah, have you ever seen silly putty, Bill?
Haven't you seen it?
Oh.
Now, why don't you go down and get my silly putty? You know where my cabinet there? Down
the mahogany cabinet that is engraved.
And it has my name on it.
Has his name on
it. Norman Brokenshire. That's why you'll find it in a little paper bag.
Bob, how are the commercials stand this afternoon?
Well,
we're waiting for our silly putty to arrive.
On behalf of our good friends, the Boston and Maine Railroad folks, we'd like to wish from every one of them, including us, their representatives on the radio.
Every one of those, please.
A very, very Merry Christmas. A prosperous and Happy New Year. And please travel, B&M.
Yeah, if you're going to travel by train now that the Christmas season is upon us and you want to be getting home or to visit your loved ones or relatives anywhere in New England, then always travel by Boston and Maine.
It's a place to go. I see our silly putty has arrived. And
we'll have more to
Bill,
say about
I want you
that
to
in a moment. There is your silly putty.
Now you see, this is almost in liquid form as you see it here now. Now, you take it out of here, you see. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to make it up into a little sphere here, or an orb, as we sometimes call it. Looks just like putty, feels just like putty. And you make it up into a little ball, and you can bounce it like that. What was that? then you can also do other things with it. You can stretch it out like taffy. Quietly, sir. Like that, or break it. It's a very unusual material. Oh, what is it? Will you keep that fellow quiet over there
quiet,
for while we're demonstrating this?
We have silly putty here. We're conducting this
trial. Now, when you make it up into a little sphere again like this, and you put it down, it will slowly sag before your very eyes, become a limpid pool.
Now, watch it.
You have to watch it.
While you're watching it, Bill and Ken, and you too, Nancy, Bob would like to say more about the B&M.
I'd like to wish on behalf of all the folks down at B&M, and on behalf of Ray and myself, their emissaries via the radio, a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
I'd like to echo those sentiments, Bob, but I can't remember what you said.
Well, I can't repeat them either. No, but a lot of folks will be going away for Christmas and New Year's travel here in New England, and of course the easy, economical, friendly way to travel is by B&M. Well, let's get this fellow over here and have a word with Ray. Will you bring him over here, please? Isn't that funny, sir? Have you got the camera trained on this stuff? Will you come over here and would you tell us your name, please, sir?
I have no idea.
You're having a good time, are you here?
Well, I went to a Christmas party a week ago.
Uh-huh. A week ago?
Well,
what have you been doing since then?
Party.
Oh, that's been going on for a week?
I'm at the same party.
Oh.
I think.
Well, I don't know.
Well, we met at the... Let me see.
Well, here's something else you can do with this. You got a piece of a...
Christmas party in Toledo.
Of a comic strip. You can get a lot.
All I remember is getting on trains.
See that?
Getting on trains.
Wonderful.
Can you reproduce?
Sure you can.
Signing in the hotel. Signing
out. Like bubbles up. Yes, but we don't have a hammer here. It will shatter just like glass. We're not selling this, friends. We're just talking about it.
Toledo, Ohio.
What's that?
Christmas party started in Toledo.
Well, you're not in Toledo now, sir.
Oh, I am, too.
Well, maybe you are. I won't argue with you today. Well, to save the situation, I suppose we better sing something.
Bob, what are we doing in Toledo?
I don't know. What, shall we sing something?
All right, yes. Why don't we? In answer to many requests, I think it'd be... What could we sing?
You got any music there that we know?
Will you listen? All right, how about...
I mean, will you folks make a deal with us? Will you not turn your radios off until after we sing?
Well, we could sing either for you or Marie.
Oh, that's
Marie.
Very
Marie.
Difficult.
Is that difficult?
Oh, we need something a little more Ricky-Ticky type.
No, you Marie, sing, just
you
it.
You sing,
My
Marie.
Breaking. That's a good one, Bob.
Don't do that, Bill.
All right. Will you get me the music, please, Mr. Green?
Get
put down the silly putty and bring
put
me
the silly putty down, silly, will you? Because this program has
well,
got
honestly,
a strict schedule, and we have to adhere to it.
I can't understand it.
Well, who's going to play your introduction?
Bill is, if he'd put the silly putty down.
Let me have the silly putty, Bill. Will you play? Which is more important, silly putty or this program?
You.
All right, so Ray's going to sing to you now.
All right. Aren't you going to sing, Bob?
Well, I wouldn't.
All right, I'll sing. Way down for me now, man.
Nice transition, man.
Marie, the dawn is breaking. Marie, you'll soon be waking to find your heart is aching and tears will fall as you'll recall the moon in all its a kiss so very tender. The words will you surrender to me, Marie. Marie, the dawn is breaking. Marie, you'll soon be waking to find your heart is aching and tears will fall as you recall. The kiss so very tender, the words will you surrender to me, Marie.
Songs in this program in no way express the opinions of the management. I figure we ought to get that in there somewhere. We have another commercial, don't we? You want to listen to that?
Whiting's eggnog, whiting's eggnog, whiting's eggnog, whiting's eggnog, cheer, cheer, cheer. The holidays are here, it's eggnog time, whiting's eggnog time. Cheer, 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 let's all sing loud and clear, it's eggnog time, whiting's eggnog time. Delicious, nutritious, it's very fresh each day, it's wholesome and lengthsome, it's ready to serve.
I'll say. Extra rich, fresh country cream. Extra rich in daisy fresh eggs.
So cheer, cheer, cheer. Let's all sing loud and clear. It's eggnog time. Whiting's eggnog time. Whiting's eggnog, whiting's eggnog, whiting's eggnog, whiting's
eggnog. For Whiting's eggnog, call Daisy Meadows at Whiting Mill Company, Charlestown 22860. Or order from Whiting's root salesman. At Better Grocers, too. Order Whiting's Holiday Eggnog today.
Good idea. Better get your eggnog in for the season. Whiting's, of course, is the eggnog for you.
There hasn't been such a plethora of neckties this year as I usually experience. Have you noticed that?
Has there?
You have. You've received them.
Have you been smothered with...
Is that a Christmas tie, Bill? Where did you get that?
It's a very pretty tie, Bill.
Hmm?
Yes, I do. Like it's it. Very nice. As a matter of fact, ties are a good gift, really, because I like a change of scenery on other people's neck occasionally. And you like this tie? It's more or less of a plaid. It blends in with the shirt.
You'd never know you had a tie on.
I don't, as a matter of fact. I just remember I didn't put one on this morning. Bill, will you put down that silly putty, please?
I'm not bothering anybody.
All right. Go ahead and play with the silly putty.
Oh, I wish I'd never brought it in here.
Well, I don't know. It seems to me as though Bill's too big a boy to be playing with silly putty.
I think he is, too. But
yes, indeed he is. Well, I don't know. I have all my pies baked, Bob.
Mm-hmm.
And I have all the cookies made.
Yeah.
And
why haven't you brought in some of the products of your culinary?
Well, I'll bring them in Tuesday. I just want to keep them home, have them there in case somebody drops in.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, we'll have our big dinner tomorrow, Tex and all.
Oh, you're going to celebrate tomorrow, huh? So you can be here Monday.
That's right. I'll be here Monday, you know. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well?
And then we'll have a dinner. We'll have our regular Christmas dinner, of course, on Monday.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Hey,
that fellow left yet that was sitting over there in the...
No, he just slipped down back.
Oh, well, prop him up, will you, please? He might as well keep awake while this thing...
Yes, of course. Mm-hmm, yes.
I think we ought to look in at Aunt Penny's real-life kitchen today. Another real-life story from Aunt Penny because...
Sounds like a very good idea, Bob.
Hello, ladies, and welcome to Aunt Penny's true-to-life stories. Here in Aunt Penny's sunlit kitchen, she just baked off a batch of cookies preparatory for the big Christmas feast on Monday. And, Aunt Penny, these cookies really look delicious.
Oh, now, Danny, that's grand, because they're made with that magic ingredient, silly putty.
That's right, they are. That and chicken fat combined to make the tastiest cookies.
The zingiest cookies, ladies, you ever saw.
See,
why, they're so
some...
easily digested.
You've made some raisin cookies here, too.
Oh, no, no.
Those aren't the raisins.
Yes,
indeed.
What's our story about today, Aunt Penny?
Well, I want to talk first about how digestible these silly putty and chicken fat cookies are, ladies. They just sit right there in your stomach like a half-dollar piece.
Yeah. Yes, they're wonderful.
Yes, here, I'll get this flour out of the way and come to the story for today.
What is the story?
Well, it's about Mr. and Mrs. Clayton Belmore.
I remember, yes.
Mr. and Mrs. Clayton Belmore, who were out at Fort Custer, Wyoming.
They were visiting their daughter, who was married to a major out there, wasn't that
right? That's right, and they were going out there for Christmas, as you remember the story.
Mm-hmm.
And they started out in their old car, two old dear folks, heading off for the Christmas dinner.
Yeah?
Well, they were halfway across...
I'm going to just have another cookie here, Aunt Penny.
Go ahead, help yourself, Danny.
Thanks very much.
They were halfway across the huge metropole bridge that connects the Circle City with Capital Town when Fingers McGee...
Oh, I remember Fingers.
...set off an explosion.
Yes, he was the local crook, wasn't he?
Yes, and he had the bridge set up so that it would break off at both ends.
Oh, leaving Mr. and Mrs. Clayton Belmore right in the middle.
Bumped in the middle, although on a perfectly good piece of bridge.
Yes, but what good is a piece of bridge if there are not two ends to it?
That's it exactly.
I think.
And as we look in on Mr. and Mrs. Clayton Belmore, they're talking in the back seat of their car. They moved there from the front for a change of scenery.
Mrs. Clayton Belmore, I'm a little bit worried about our precarious position here in the middle of the Metropole River.
So am I, Mr. Clayton Belmore.
Mrs. Clayton Belmore, you don't sound like Mrs. Clayton Belmore to me.
You have a very bad cold, Mr. Clayton Belmore.
I wonder where the old river will take us.
Who knows, eh?
Right.
Well, Danny, that went on for so long.
Hi,
people...
George, that was a tough spot to be in, wasn't it, Danny?
Yes, and it so happened that everyone forgot about the Clayton Belmores. The highway department didn't recognize them.
Yes?
Didn't recognize the bridge, that is.
They
that
didn't
it was
discover
down.
The bridge was out,
No,
huh?
It looked perfectly good from afar.
Mm-hmm.
And it was 2 years until they had a snowstorm that the highway department realized that there were no ends on that bridge.
And in the meantime, the bridge...
Like mine.
The bridge has moved several thousand yards south, is that
south, right? And we're looking on them now.
What?
As we look in on them now...
Who?
Mr. Clayton Belmore.
Oh.
They are 2,000 miles south from where they originally started.
Well, Mrs. Clayton Belmore, I think we'd better get off this bridge pretty soon.
That's right, Mr. Clayton Belmore.
Your cold hasn't improved any, has it?
Not a bit in this 2,000-mile trip.
It was a nice trip, though.
But it was all sideways.
Nice scenery on both ends.
Certainly was, Mr. Clayton Belmore.
Upriver and downriver, beautiful views all the time.
You bet.
Just picture us, if you can, floating down the river sideways this way.
Well, Danny, that's the end of the story.
That's an awful
sad... They floated on and on and on until finally they were rescued by Mrs. Clayton Belmore's son.
Oh, the Major?
Yes.
Oh, isn't that nice, huh? Well, what's our story going to be about Monday when you start a new series?
It's going to be about a Mr. and Mrs. Clayton Belmore.
Well, I'll be right here in your kitchen, Aunt Penny, and I hope you have some more of these chicken fat cookies ready.
Yes, I certainly hope so, Danny.
Make some more of those with the raisins, will you? Those
Remember,
are
ladies,
wonderful.
They're so digestible. You could eat just tons of them.
Bye, ladies, and don't forget, Aunt Penny's true-to-life story will be on the air again sometime next week. Won't be on here Monday, I happen to know. Well, you can play a fast chorus here. I think you fellas need to...
I wish that played for you.
Too, if you don't mind.
It's right off. Merry Christmas, folks. Merry Christmas. It's right off.
Merry Christmas and so long.
Well, that's Aunt May with Bob and Ray for another day.
Put our silly putty away until Monday.
Put on our fool's caps and take off. Well, let's return again Monday. Till then, so long, everyone. Have a pleasant day, holiday weekend.
Listen for Perry Como on Crooner's Corner today.
Oh, is that so, Bob? I didn't know. Well, I'll be there. Sure, right if you get work. Hang by your thumbs. From Ken and Bill, Bob and Ray, Jimmy Sullivan, the engineer, all of us. Merry Christmas.
WHDH, Boston.